We're talking about appointments to the UW System Board of Regents on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The UW System Board of Regents consists of 18 members, 16 of whom are appointed by the governor, and they're subject to confirmation by the state senate. And then of those 16 members, all but a couple serve seven-year terms. Governor Tony Evers put forth two candidates this week, plus one student regent, for the record. What questions do you have about the work of the regents and the actions that they can take? What changes or improvements would you like to see the UW system implement? We're at 800-642-1234. Molly Beck is a state government and politics reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Molly, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thanks for having me.
So until Monday, the regents were made up of almost entirely of Governor Walker appointees, but then Governor Evers has made his first picks to the board. What do we know about these three people? Who are they?
Right. So Governor Evers this week, he appointed a Eau Claire attorney named Ed Manydeeds, who actually was on the board until 2017. So he's used to this position, and he'll be on there for a number of years to come. And the second person is a Madison philanthropist named Karen Walsh, and she will I think this is her first term, and she's known for, you know, her and her husband have this foundation that has donated millions of dollars to UW-Madison, especially to the School of Medicine and Public Health. I think they gave a $10 million gift in recent years. She's also a heavy donor to Democratic politics. She's
including Evers' campaign.
Right, that's right. So she's given about $14,000 to Evers' campaign for governor and $50,000 to the Democratic Party of Wisconsin just this month. Ed Manydeeds also has given money to Democratic politics, including Governor Evers, not nearly as much, but he's been giving money to Evers since Governor Evers was state superintendent. So he's been a longtime supporter.
And then there is a student nomination, a student region seat.
Right. So there's always a student regent, and this person is, her name is Olivia Woodmansey, I believe is how you pronounce it. She's a UW lacrosse student, and she'll serve a two-year appointment as a student regent and take the seat of a UW Eau Claire student.
And so we've been seeing a lot of talk about the backgrounds, the donations, the where these donors are sending their money in terms of Karen Walsh and Edmund Manydeeds. Why is the Regents become such a political hot button, Molly?
Well, I think it's just the nature of the board. It's a very powerful board. The people that sit on this board oversee millions of dollars in, you know, how state funding is going to be spent. They potentially spend million or oversee millions of dollars in contracts. It oversees the entire university system in the state. So just by nature, this board is like a super school board, so to speak. It's just they oversee a lot of important decisions and a lot of money.
Governor Evers himself used to be a regent, stepped down for his campaign for governor, and his former position as state school superintendent automatically gave him that seat on the board. Do we know if Governor Evers' experience as a regent is informing the appointments he's making?
I know that when he was a regent and he was elected governor, he made some comments about how he wanted to basically overhaul the board at the time. And well, currently the board is made up of many appointees from Governor Scott Walker, who was a Republican, and Governor Evers, when he was elected, said that he wanted to replace many of them and replace. In his words, he said he wanted to replace them with people who weren't his friends or who worked for him. So kind of taking a shot at Governor Walker's appointments, you know, suggesting that Governor Walker was handing out favors to people or something like that.
We're talking about the appointments Governor Evers made this week to the UW System Board of Regents and how they're impacted by the lame duck session legislation. Molly Beck is our guide. She's state government and politics reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. You can join in the conversation at 800-642-1234. Have you been following the lawsuit challenges of the lame duck appointments? Do you support what the state Supreme Court decided? You can call in, email ideas at WPR.org. So, Molly, the UW system, giant organization. Can you go a little bit deeper into what the job of the regent entails, this 18-member board, what they get to decide?
Right. So they establish policies for the system whenever there is, you know, some sort of incident that comes up and the system wants to respond with creating new policies. For example, there was an interest in overhauling or changing or just looking at what the policies were related to sexual harassment and assault. Like the UW Board of Regents would be involved in looking at that. They also, you know, make decisions about, buildings on campus and what they're going to be doing with, you know, the state funds that they get or the tuition money that they get. They get to just make all the rules and policies and regulations and decisions that the university system needs to make is they often have a say in that.
And they grant tenure appointments to faculty members as well.
Right. That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Are the UW Board of Regents paid positions? How much work is involved?
I'm not sure how much work they're doing outside of the meetings, when they're not meeting all together, but they do have meetings, regularly throughout the year, and those meetings are often 2 days long. So if they're meeting in Madison, it'll probably be like a Thursday and Friday, they'll have a 2-day meeting because, they're from all over the state. So it's much more when you think of like a school board, like I said before, it's like a couple days a week at night, but this is kind of like an all 2-day event.
The appointments Governor Evers made this week are awaiting confirmation by the state Senate. Help us understand what that confirmation process looks like.
So that's another political process. And right now the Democratic Governor Evers and the legislature, which is controlled by Republicans, they're not getting along right now, and there's a potential that the Senate will not confirm these appointments because of another dispute that is going on involving what you mentioned before, the legislation that was passed during a lame duck session in December that limited the power of Evers and the Democratic Attorney General. So the Senate leader has said that he might not confirm some of the appointments Governor Evers has made because he's not happy with Governor Evers' decision to vacate some previous appointments that were confirmed during that session. I know it's very confusing, but the Senate needs to vote to confirm the regents that he's appointed, but they can still serve until that happens. So if the Senate takes a vote and rejects them, then they'll be out of the job, and until then they can serve until that happens.
So that could be months from now.
Right, okay. Which is what happened with the lame duck session. There were two appointments that Governor Walker had made, and they were in that position for months. And then in December, the Senate took the vote to confirm them. And because that legislative session is being challenged in court, those confirmations got thrown into uncertainty. But you can serve until the Senate actually takes action.
Let's go to Lori now, joining us from Vernon County with a question. Hi, Lori.
Hi, thank you. I have a question about the Board of Regents in general and their relationship to the various university foundations, because like the UW La Crosse Foundation or Oshkosh Foundation, for example, last year that had all that money going amiss. Is there a relationship between the two? I mean, can you talk about that, please? Thank you.
Thanks, Lori. Yeah. Molly, what do we know about the relationship between the foundations, which are independent from university coffers, but how do they mix and mingle with the regents?
Right. I'm not exactly sure how the relationship works there. I know that the UW system, Board of Regents, oversees the entire system. So I believe that they would make policies involving the how the foundation works with the campus that it supports. But I'm sorry, I don't actually know the specifics of that specific relationship.
So if the Senate does not confirm these appointments, does Evers go back then and bring two more candidates into the mix, or what happens?
Yeah, I mean, if the Senate rejects his appointments, then he will, you know, appoint more people, and the same thing might happen. So it's not clear, but it's also worth noting that, you know, that is a very rare occurrence if it's ever happened, you know. So there's a lot of things being, you know, people are saying, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, we dare you to do this, you know, but it's possible that, you know, everything will just work out normally, like it usually
there's some
does.
Posturing going on.
Right,
have we
right.
heard from Wisconsin's Republican leaders? How have they responded to the governor's choices since they came out Monday?
I haven't seen any mm-hmm. reaction to them, actually. I think the legislative leaders are mostly focused on what's going on with the regent seats that were kind of thrown into uncertainty over the lame duck lawsuits and the rulings that vacated them and then restored the appointments. There was a lot of back and forth there, and it all kind of happened at the same time.
Talking with Molly Beck, she is the state government reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Governor Evers this week put a pair of candidates forward to serve terms on the UW System Board of Regents. He also put forth a UW lacrosse student to serve in the student seat. Getting your reaction, 800-642-1234. What questions do you have about the System Board of Regents? What changes or improvements would you like to see the system implement? Call in, email ideas at WPR.org. We'll be back in just a minute on the Ideas Network. We're talking about the UW System Board of Regents here on the Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. Governor Tony Evers put forth two candidates this week to serve on the board, along with one student regent from UW Lacrosse. The sitting board is almost entirely made up of Governor Walker's appointees. There are 18 regents, and they oversee UW campuses and pass policies and rules for the campuses. So they're setting admission standards, they're approving university budgets, they're granting tenure appointments for faculty. What actions do you want the UW system regents to act on? Should Governor Evers be able to replace regents who were appointed by Governor Walker? What are you following from the lame duck legislative action? We're at 800-642-1234. You can tweet us at WPR Mornings. Molly Beck is our guide. She is a state government reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Let's go to the phones now with Joanne joining us from Eau Claire. Hi, Joanne. What's on your mind?
Good morning. The regents need to value education. So these appointees need to value education and realize the power that education brings to the citizens of our state and how valuable that is. And the regents should not be friends. The regents that Scott Walker had appointed were sympathetic with the very ultra conservative movement of which Walker was a part of. We need someone who believes in education, is willing to fund education, and not people who want to defund education. And thank you for allowing me to speak.
Joanne, thanks for the call. So it sounds like she's saying, you know, these regents really have to check their politics at the door and act in the best interest of students, Molly.
Yeah, and I think, you know, no matter which, you know, which party the governor's from, I think, you know, it's not just, you know, former Governor Walker who is appointing Republican-friendly regents. You know, obviously, Democratic Governor Tony Evers has appointed two people who have given money to Democratic politics. So it's something that, you know, has happened under, you know, both kinds of administrations. And they take up, you know, educational issues, and it's not like, you know, they're running this sort of board in favor of just one governor. You know, it's you know, the decisions are related to the university system. But, you know, obviously, like in 2015, the board voted up to, you know, remove tenure from the university's rules and regulations. And that was in accordance to a state law that was passed. So that's something that people saw as a very political move in favor of Republican politics.
Molly, let's look a little bit closer into the lame duck session. Earlier this week, the state Supreme Court ordered appointments made by Governor Walker in the lame duck session, then rescinded by Governor Evers, restored. So there's been this back and forth. Can you help us understand what's happening with these 82 appointments?
Sure. So like I said before, when the lawmakers convened in a lame duck legislative session, they confirmed 82 appointments that Governor Walker had made to the UW Board of Regents and also a bunch of other boards and commissions throughout the state. And because that legislative session is now being challenged in court, and there was a judge in Dane County that threw out those laws that they passed in that session because he found that legislative session to be illegal, the 82 people that were confirmed in that session, he also vacated their positions. And that started kind of a process that first began with the people leaving their positions, and then the Republican leaders, you know, got a stay in another court of that ruling. So the people who were in those positions believed they had their positions back, but Governor Evers' office did not think that. So there was a lot of uncertainty about whether the people actually had their positions or not. And now we just got a ruling from the state Supreme Court saying that, you know, that those people do have their positions back. At one point in the process, there was Public Service Commissioner Ellen Nowak, who is a Walker appointee. She tried to go back to work during that legal dispute, and she was blocked at the elevator doors. She now is back in that position, and she's going to be seeking back pay and reimbursement for healthcare costs in the time that she was not working. So it was a few months of uncertainty.
Yeah, uncertainty and confusion. So with the two candidates put forth this week, who is in those seats now? And how have they, you know, who are they, and how have they been weathering this back and forth?
Right. So Ed Manydeeds, he will replace the board president, John Bailing, and that's a very powerful position on the Board of Regents. And Karen Walsh will replace Regina Milner. So John Bailing is also from Eau Claire, and he has been the board president for a couple of years. Regina Milner, she is from, I believe, the Madison area. I'm not sure about that. But so the Bailing position is what's interesting, is that he's been president and he's been on the board since 2012.
And education was such a huge campaign topic in last year's gubernatorial race. Governor Evers comes from this background in public education. Do we know if he'd like the Board of Regents and their help to instill some changes or policies in the UW system? Like, is there an agenda?
Governor Evers, you know, he does want to increase funding for the UW system generally. He put forward a capital budget, which would, you know, I think half of the capital budget, which was, you know, over $1 billion, would go just toward UW campuses. Obviously, he was the state school superintendent and, you know, values public education because that's what his career was in. So he has, you know, kind of made it a point, especially on the campaign trail, that he wanted to, you know, build the funding for UW system and its campuses, and kind of drew a contrast between that and the previous administration saying that they did not support UW education like they should have.
One thing that stands out, too, is that these 18-member regents, they come from all walks of life, certainly the philanthropic, the legal background, but they don't exactly come up through academia. What do we know about how that plays a role in what policies they see fit to set for students when they're so far removed from the classroom?
Mm-hmm. I think it's if you think about a regular school board, it's kind of the same thing. I mean, the school boards are made up of people who have an interest in education or an interest in being in a position of making decisions, you know, powerful decisions about a system like that. And I think that kind of board will draw people who believe that they are, you know, they can make a decision about, you know, that they can handle big contracts, or they know how a lot of, you know, millions of dollars should be spent, or, you know, they think that they have an accountant background, you know, they have an accountability role too there. So I think you see people that they might not, you know, have education degrees, but they have an interest in education or just overseeing systems because they feel like their talents can be used there. So
in the last few seconds we have with you, what are you watching for going forward with the regents?
I think it'll be interesting to see how Governor Evers, you know, shapes that board into a board that he, you know, is his, because Governor Walker did that with the previous board and the current board too. So it'll be interesting to see as he replaces positions, how that board gets along if they're, you know, of, you know, different political backgrounds.
Molly, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Molly Beck is a state government and politics reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and we've been talking about Governor Evers' first appointments this week to the UW System Board of Regents. Just ahead, the Wisconsin National Guard's response to sexual assault is under federal review. We'll talk with a sexual assault response coordinator and a victim advocate from the Wisconsin National Guard about their work. Stay with us for that conversation right here on the Ideas Network.